Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This week I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington. This is the Mental Power Hour. I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, Mental Training Instructor, author and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower while enhancing brain health and brain fitness. Fact: true mental focus is a cognitive skill. The way a professional carpenter or craftsperson or airline pilot possesses specific skills, so too does the person who trains in the mental practice of mental focus. Such a person becomes a practitioner of mental focus. And the five power tools that practitioner uses are attention, thought, emotion, physiological impulse, and conscious action. Fact: the skilled mental focus practitioner makes masterful use of those five power tools in order to architect an idea and take it from the forge of imagination and render it into an actual achievement. Fact: the result of skillful use of these five is twofold. The first result of proper training for mental focus is a shift in cognitive perception, in how you perceive yourself, how you perceive your target, even how you perceive the world around you. A mental focus practitioner becomes the person who can carry out the objective. That's the first result you want from proper mental focus training. The second result you want is that you naturally begin to achieve your objective with greater speed, efficiency, and ease. If it's not getting easier for you, then you're not focusing properly. Those are the two results you want if you're training yourself for better mental focus in your career or your business. Folks, have I got a show for you today. Building mental focus for your career and business. Today's show is about how to train and how to solidify your mental focus for the express purpose of significant achievement in your chosen career or business. We're going to discuss a brief refresher on the nature of mental focus. Brief, because I've already set up a video series that will explain it in much greater detail. We're going to discuss the two practical paths to consistent mental focus. One of those paths is far more practical than the other. We're going to talk about how to go about training your brain for better mental focus. We're going to talk about how to use your career or business to improve your mental focus so that the thing you want to focus on becomes a resource that improves your mental focus. And I do have this one point. I don't care what your situation is or where you are along the path in your career or business. You must start where you are right now. whether you are in the career you want or in the business you want, or you're working or doing something else that's not exactly related to it. You've got to start right here, right now, with what you're doing. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing is a resource to improve your mental focus and guarantee that you're going to get what you're after. Working at McDonald's, Burger King, handing somebody French fries across the counter, that is where you start. Working a job that right now you despise, that is where you're going to start. Broke, not making the money you want, this is where you're going to start. Whatever your situation is, it is perfect for you to improve your mental focus so that you can carry out the vision you have for your life. And if you don't have a vision for your life, for your career, or your business, where you are right now is exactly where you need to be to start. Also on today's show, we're going to talk about some of the live personal and group training we've had this week. Interestingly, everything's pretty much been the same. Everybody I've talked to, it's been one or two of the same topics. It always, it's, folks, we are all alike. We're human beings. I'm talking, in one day, I'm talking to people on four different continents, and all of them essentially are wanting the same thing. All of them are essentially having the same problem. I don't know how many times I've said it. I've written thousands of pages of material. I've put up hundreds of hours of training and videos and radio shows and blogs. And it all centers around one thing, attention. That's what it all comes down to. Mastery of attention will get you what you want. It is your solution. It is the panacea. It is the pill that cures everything. But you got to know what you're doing, and you got to know how to apply it. I'm telling you, I talk to people all over the globe, and there's one problem with all of them. No matter what their ambitions are, no matter where they want to go and what they want to do, the one solution is an adjustment in either the use or skill level of attention. It's stunning to me, staggering to me. We're going to talk about the mind-nourishing book of the week and movie of the week. Well, I'm just going to tell you what they are. You can go and enjoy them. If you want to call in during the show, you're welcome. Phone number is 347-884-9397. It's a short show today. It's 1 hour. I'm going to try to get through all the material. I really have a two-hour show sitting here on my outline. It's a two-hour show minimum. We're going to make it 1 hour. Because I've already set up a video series that I'm going to point you guys to, and I'm hoping you'll go and take a look at it. This video series is the most prolific information you're going to find on this topic on the entire planet. Call in if you wish, 347-884-9397. Make sure you contact me personally if you're not going to call in, if you have a question or needed some assistance with something. The number to call is 904-638-3851. Most likely, you're going to have to leave a message, and I'll get back to you. I will answer you either by email, or I'll simply call you back. So, how valuable is today's episode? Well, let me ask you, have you got a career or business that you want to make a significant achievement in? Well, this is the show you need to be listening to. It doesn't matter your skill level, your level of competence. This information you're going to be able to use to go much further and get to that next level. Doesn't cost you a dime to listen. Costs me time to give it out. I get rewarded because I get to practice the very thing that I preach. And all I ask in return is that you share it with somebody. You'll find a tweet this button here on the Blog Talk Radio page. tweet your friends and associates. Let them know that you are somebody who's going to going someplace. You'll find a like this button. Let your people on Facebook know that you are getting the good information, and there's somebody you know who needs to be listening to this. Let them know that it's available. It will be in the Brain Training Archive here at Blog Talk Radio. When you come to this show page, you'll find the past episodes that we have. Every single one of those episodes is a training show, not a talk show. We don't sit around speaking about nonsense. These shows are designed to help people. These shows are designed to change lives in some small way, and all it takes is a small adjustment. Small adjustment most of the time. So share this. Let somebody know that there's something there for them. And I've got a gift for you. We've got a fantastic course called 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. No, you're not going to have better brain fitness in 7 days. It's a course that you study over a 7-day period and begin training your brain for improved mental concentration, improved attention control, be able to level out your emotions. You're literally going to be making some significant changes through this course. It is completely self-contained. It's supported by this radio show with enhancing information. And when you go to the website, you look up top and you'll find a tab says free 7-day course. You go in, you just pop in your email address. You'll immediately get a confirmation email. Sometimes you have to check your spam folder, make sure it's not in there. Just confirm. Once you confirm, you'll receive 7 days of email training to help you out on the course. It'll point you the way to the forum for the 7 days to Better Brain Fitness course. There is a forum that you can always go in there and submit questions and perhaps try to network with other people. It's not being used that much now, but that's going to change because I'm going to pump it and pump it until the thing is packed. I am also going to go ahead and start doing webinars on the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course. Training webinars, free to the public. I'll announce it through Facebook. So on your Facebook account, make sure to look for Dynamic Mental Fitness. Look for me. Do the friend request, and you'll have access, no charge, to the training webinars. These webinars that I'm going to put on for the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course are going to be awesome. These are not marketing webinars. These are real training webinars that I'm putting on. So if you want a part of it, hit me up on Facebook. Look for Dynamic Mental Fitness or T. LeVon Lawrence. You'll find me there, and we'll get you taken care of. So if you want to be able, if you want to be a part of the 7 Days of Better Brain Fitness training, just go to the website, look up top, find the 7 Days free course tab. The website is neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com. So, sponsorship message. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the Neurosculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio for life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower while enhancing brain health and brain fitness. Visit the studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And when I say brain health and brain fitness, let me tell you something. There's one concept I have in mind when I say that. Your ability to do what you're capable of doing, to be who you're capable of being. If your brain training, especially if much of your brain training is centered around computer games or crossword puzzles and that sort of thing, if your brain training is centered around that, you're going to have somewhat of a challenging time transferring whatever benefits you get from that into real life. You have to figure out a way, okay, man, I'm getting really good at this at these crossword puzzles. Gee, I play concentration, the game, all the time. I'm getting pretty good at it. Now, how do I apply this to real life? You know, when I go out into social settings and I'm feeling nervous and terrified or lonely or I'm trying to impress other people or I'm having conversations and I'm sabotaging myself, I'm experiencing wild, unpleasant emotions. I'd like to have a more pleasant emotional life. I'd like to have more confidence. I'd like to have more ability. How do I take these crossword puzzles and brain games and make and transfer those benefits into that? Generally, it's not going to happen. Direct method training is the way to go. If you want brain health and brain fitness, change what you consider to be a measurement of brain health and brain fitness. For me, brain fitness is the ability to do, the ability to act, the ability to become and to grow and to unfold and unleash your full potential. I can't tell you how many people come to me, come to the studio, after wasting weeks and months in brain training games, and they haven't gotten any results other than higher scores on the games. There was a BBC broadcast not too long ago that they conducted a study with thousands of people, and they used brain training games to see if brain training games really do improve your intelligence, if they actually make you more capable as a human being. And it failed. The results of the study was no, that they don't. But if I can teach you how to control that one factor, how to master that one thing to train your brain, so that you take the most powerful function that you have control of, you do have control of this. This is the amazing thing. If I can teach you how to master that, you can have real results because there is no choice. You will begin to rewire your brain by taking conscious control of your executive control function, the forward part of your brain. Through effort of attention, you will discover the nature of will, and you will begin to change your brain. You will acquire personal power and ability that you've yet to discover. That, to me, is brain health and brain fitness. And you can still train with games if you want to, only now you'll recognize, you'll have some perspective. You'll see their place in your life. Help you a little bit with processing speed, maybe a little bit reaction time. Now, they won't help you be able to walk up to your boss and let them know you're the man, but your direct method training certainly will. You won't even have to let your boss know. Your boss will already know it. The big disclaimer, the information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. If you want to, let your doctor know that you're doing brain training. Let them know you're doing computerized brain training, you're doing direct method brain training, you're learning to master your attention and build concentration and build mental focus. And then your doctor, if he or she has a brain, will ask you, hey, where are you getting that done at? And then next week, your doctor will be listening to this show. Live personal and group training summaries. This week, there was two general topics that I focused on, many people. And it was today's topic, mental focus for setting goals. The summary of the advice, begin with the end in mind, guys. You got to know where you're going to be going. If you've got a map, and you need to get cross-country, you need to know where your destination is, and then you need to be able to chart out a direction. The clearer your destination, the more you'll know how to chart the direction on the map. If you don't know exactly where you're going to be going, then how are you going to chart out a course? People ask me, hey, you know, I want to set X destination, but what about the path to get there? How do I get there? How? It's all about how. Forget how. Just focus on where. How will take care of itself. Do the work of figuring out where you want to get to. Place your mind, your efforts on where. This is why on our YouTube channel, The first video that I put out, the one that has the 100+ thousand views, it is a basic mental object retention exercise that deals with improving mental clarity. It's a simple exercise where all you have to do is form a shape, a simple shape on the stage of your imagination. All you have to do is think of a shape of a specific color, a triangle or circle or a square. But you've got to maintain that specific color and that specific shape. And it can't shift, fade, or warp into anything else, which is the general habit of the brain unless you exert effort and train so that it's maintained, so that it maintains its integrity. If you can't maintain something that simple in mind, it's going to be a result of established mental habit. Your brain constantly shifts from moment to moment to moment. You don't, a thought, whatever you were thinking about 10 minutes ago, you are not thinking about it now. You're thinking about something else entirely. And that's the way the brain works unless you train it to stay put on a particular idea. So when I say someone has to begin with the end in mind, you have to sit down or walk or whatever you want to do, and you have to decide where you want to end up. And then you have to keep your mind on that thing or your mind will constantly shift and within no time. That's why people don't get their New Year's resolutions. That's why people fail. They come up with an idea for New Year's. I promise I'm going to do this or do that or be this or be that. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to diet. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to stop wasting money, blah, 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 blah. They have this thought. On 5 days after the New Year, they've forgotten all about it. Why? Because they've had thousands and thousands of thoughts between now and then. I saw a figure that we have about 40 to 50,000 thoughts a day. And they happen so fast we don't even notice them. And most of the time we don't notice them because we don't have control of what? Our attention. We don't know that we're thinking. We're just thinking, walking around like machines. We're not even in the room with ourselves. Begin with the end in mind and focus your mind on the end until it is clear, and then the path will begin to unfold for you. That's the way the brain works. You have something called sensory acuity. Once you decide you want a thing, all of a sudden you begin to notice everything in your environment that has to do with that thing. All of a sudden, there's all these coincidences. They're not coincidences. You just finally started to open up your eyes because you've made a decision to look at a particular, along a particular path. It's like buying a car. You go buy yourself a red Toyota or a yellow Ford. You look around you. All of a sudden, you start seeing the same car all over the place. You never noticed it before, but you notice it now. That's sensory acuity. And that's what happens when you decide what you're, where you want to end up. You've got a map in front of you. You decide where you want to go. Now you can start to establish your path. That's the way it works. And I've spoken to dozens of people this week on that side, managers, lower-level employees, business owners, everybody with the same concern. And remember, the next thing is that's been big this week is the most dangerous enemy to your mental focus is your mind's own habit of changing itself through constantly shifting from moment to moment. That's what your brain does. I want you to take a notice of that sometime. When you're done listening to this show, I want you to sit down and I want you to write the first thing that comes to mind. And I want you to think about that a little bit. Let it run around your head. Set a timer for 60 minutes. And then when that timer goes off, write down what you were thinking about then. It will not be the same thing. You know by through that time, you probably had hundreds of thoughts in that 1 hour. And you didn't even realize you had it. A changing mind is the most dangerous thing to your mental focus because people set a goal and they have an intent. Remember, the thoughts you think bring with them emotional content. Each thought has a certain feeling to it. So as you go through one single hour and you're having scores and scores of thoughts, each of those comes with its own feel. And you're like a paddler on a rough river going through all these thoughts and all these feelings, and when that alarm goes off and you get to the end of that hour, you just gone through no telling what. Do you remember what you went through? Do you remember how you felt? Well, when you set that goal, you set that resolution, you have this great feeling about it, of wanting it, of desiring it. An hour later, you've had how many other desires, how many other wants, how many other thoughts and emotions? Who knows if you haven't been paying attention? And the good news is, if you have enough control over your attention, you won't be wasting time in all these mental wandering thoughts. That's the clarity, mental clarity. It all revolves around attention control. My nursing book of the week, guys, The Science of Getting Rich. It's a free ebook. You can get it anywhere online. Just look it up. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's a great little book when it comes to how to conduct your mental focus, how to start on the path to mental focus. Now, the book is not about mental focus, but it is about mental focus. Now, a lot of people will say, well, it has some spiritual undertones, man. Gosh, man, I'm a Christian, man. I'm a Buddhist. I'm a Hindu, man. I'm a Muslim. I don't know about the spiritual undertones, man. Forget all that nonsense. The book isn't about spiritual undertones. It was written way back in, the 1800s or whatever. There's certain knowledge we did not possess, and we took swings at, and we got guesses, but the guy has a pretty scientific approach. It's very simple. If you do this thing in a certain way, you will get the object of your desire. It's simple. It's been rewritten. Now, you probably read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You may have read The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. You may have read Goals by Brian Tracy. It's all the same stuff, only The Science of Getting Rich will take you a lot less time to read. It's very short. And a matter of fact, heck, you can, if you want to, you can skip all the way to the last chapter, chapter 17, very short few paragraphs, and just operate your way that way. Basically, the essential premises are, it's a creative universe, you're a creative being. All you got to do is decide what you want. Think about it constantly. Sit down. You even use your leisure time to sit down and clarify the idea of what it is you want. The more you sit to think about it, the more the details of it will occur to you, the more you'll start looking for information about it, the more you'll start perceiving information about it, and the way will become clearer and clearer to you. And your emotional patterns will start to surround or be influenced by the thoughts that you're having. And you'll naturally become the person you need to be. And then you'll naturally act in the way you're supposed to act. You'll learn what you need to learn. And then next thing you know, you're where you need to be. It's a principle that goes throughout the centuries. I can look back a couple thousand years and find what people have written about getting their ambitions achieved. Yeah, come on, guys. We're human beings. It's the same stuff all the time. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. My nursing book of the week. My nursing movie of the week. I even put this up on Facebook. I love this movie. It's a classic. I think it came out in 1999, animated feature called The Iron Giant. Check out The Iron Giant, guys. Great movie. You can be who you want to be. You can be who you want to be. Check out The Iron Giant. Great movie. And now, building mental focus for your business or career. Now, I've got one caller on the line. If you know what? I haven't even checked this switchboard right here. I don't know if the caller actually wants to get on. I think there's supposed to be a hand that comes up if they want to. Caller 347, if you want to get on, make sure you press 1. And if I see something change, I'll go ahead and give you a moment on. So, but for right now, I want to let you know that next week's show, we're going to be talking about mental focus, but it's going to be for teams and organizations. If you're a manager, or if you're on a team, or if you're leading a team, or if you have an organization and you want to be able to have greater mental focus on the team and the team members, that's the next week's show is definitely for you. So, brief refresher on the nature of mental focus. And again, brief, because I've got a video series for you. Make sure to go to our YouTube channel, which is www.youtube.com/dynamic mental fitness. You're going to see a video series there called Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus. It's a 7-part series. It covers everything you need to know about mental concentration and mental focus, and compares the two and lets you know the differences on a larger scale and in the details. As well, it tells you how you go about building mental concentration and mental focus in general, the kinds of things you have to address in order to improve both. It goes over the obstacles to mental concentration and mental focus, and it shows you how to apply, how those two things are applied to goal setting itself. It's a great series. It's about, if you went through all, there's 7 parts, if you went through all parts in one sitting, it'd be about 1 hour and 10 minutes of total training. I tell you guys, I put this stuff out there for you. Nobody has any excuse saying they don't know this stuff. I got it out there for you. Mental concentration versus mental focus at our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/dynamic mental fitness. The nature of mental focus. Concentration happens in the present moment, right now. You concentrate on a task. If I told you, hey, I need you to go ahead and type up this memo, you're going to corral your attention. You're going to gather it all together, and you're going to direct it to the task. That is concentration. You're going to reject all forms of distraction. You're not going to be talking to yourself or daydreaming or wandering off on attention. Somebody walks into the office. You're going to go, nope, you're going to give them the hand. Look at the hand there, brother. I'm getting some work done. That's concentration. Now, I will remind you about the couple of scientific studies that show that most people, their minds wander even while they're engaged in an attention-demanding task about 46.9% of the time. That's the Harvard University study. So that means if I tell you, oh, I need you to go ahead and type up this memo, if it should take you 1 hour to do it, during that hour, 46.9% of the time, it's highly likely you weren't even there. Now, you managed to type up the memo, but you probably could have typed up the memo in 10 minutes. But it took you all that time because your mind's all over the place. Now, if you got the concentration skills, of course, you're going to continually bring your attention back to target. That's the way concentration works. Now, mental focus, on the other hand, is a bit different. Mental focus is not just about the present moment. Mental focus is tritemporal. It concerns itself with the past, the present, and the future. Now, its concerns about the past are mental, imaginary. Its concerns about the future are mental and imaginary. Its concerns in the present are conscious and present moment. And I'll tell you how that works. In mental focus, you take note and inventory of what you've done in the past, how you've been in the past, your history. You become aware of your path up to this point, and you use that information and that knowledge to make adjustments in the present to make sure you are moving in the right direction, or that you are going to move in the right direction. For instance, if I know, as in mental focus, if I know I have a habit of procrastination, I'm looking back on that and I'm thinking, I procrastinated in the past. I can't let that happen now. I've got to do something about that right now. So mental focus keeps track of what has been in order to make adjustments in the present so that what will be is guaranteed. And it's for that purpose. Remember, one of the results you want from proper mental focus training is that you want to become the person you need to be in order to carry out the objective. So, of course, you're going to make an analysis of past performance. In some circles, they'll say, okay, I need to track every day, and then I need to review how I did today even. You get to the end of your day, you want to know how you did today so that you can make adjustments in the present so that you can have better performance tomorrow. And then in the present moment, you are always in control of your attention. Even when you're thinking about past performance, you are doing it consciously. And the reason you're doing it consciously, because if you look back on the past and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're disappointed with yourself, you're frustrated at what you did, well, at that moment, you're not conscious. You're wrapped up in a thought. You snap yourself out of it. You come back to here and now. You're back in the present moment, and then you can objectively note past performance. You can write out, okay, let's see, I procrastinated today. I got to figure out what I need to do so that I don't procrastinate. I'm going to ask myself, what was the task I procrastinated on? Okay, I needed to type the memo. Why did I procrastinate on it? Obviously, I thought wrongly towards it. I didn't feel like doing it. I had a negative association with it, or my mental habits got in my way. So how do I fix that? Matter of fact, if I don't like typing the memo, how do I make it so that I enjoy it? On a scale of 1 to 10, when I think about typing the memo, I feel about a 3, maybe a 4. How do I make that a 10? How do I make it to where I'm totally fired up even when I think about needing to type the memo? How do I get excited and charged about these mundane, boring tasks that I am inevitably going to be charged to do if I have any significant ambition in my life? If you want to go somewhere in life, guys, if you want to be somebody and do something, there's going to be some boring tasks that you're going to have to do on a regular basis. And you're going to have to find a way to be absolutely excited and happy about them so that they are not boring, so that you enjoy yourself while you're doing it. There's another thing I dealt with this week with a lot of trainees. In their own careers that make a ton of money. There are phone calls that need to be made, especially with salespeople and marketing people, and oh my goodness. Not wanting to make phone calls, not wanting to follow up with customers. Oh, man, I don't like doing that. Where? Come on. All you got to do is find a way to convert it into something exciting, and it starts in mind, always in mind. But again, even before that, it's with attention. You've got to know that your own brain is turning the image against you. So you control your attention. You notice how you're thinking towards it. You change how you're thinking towards it so that's attractive. While you're doing the so-called dull task, you're controlling your attention so that you notice that in all actuality, it's kind of pleasant. There's nothing difficult or hard about this task. Well, you've just corrected the past in the present. Now, mental focus is concerned with the future in that, again, you must begin with the end in mind. You must clarify where you're going to be going and what you're going to be doing. You've got to know. You've got to be setting the map. And the clearer you are on the destination, the easier it will be for you to map out your course. Remember that. Say that to yourself over and over again if you must. The clearer you are on where you want to go, the easier it will be for you to map out your course. You will find the roads. You will find the resources, the rest stops, everything you need. So, whereas mental concentration is right here, right now, in the present moment, mental focus is concerned about the past, works in the present, and plans for the future. As a matter of fact, the fact that your attention is consciously dwelling on a thought that you're creating, you are always creating in mental focus. You are never working on default in mental focus. You are never working from conditioning and thoughts that somebody else handed you. That's not mental focus. That's just mental slavery if you do that. My mom wanted me to be a ballet dancer. So, I'm a ballet dancer. I guess I may as well be good at it. Well, if you want to, but that's not mental focus. You are always working consciously so that you are always forming your own thoughts about the objective you want to have. And when you're in control of your own thoughts about the future, you're in control right here in the present of how you feel and how you're experiencing your path itself. Past, present, and future. So mental focus is concerned in a tri-temporal way. So it has a much wider scale. And mental concentration is concerned almost exclusively with the control of attention. Strictly with control of attention, you are able to always detach your attention from thoughts and wandering and everything else so that you can work it in the present moment. Now, mental focus, it's concerned with the five power tools: attention, thoughts, emotions, physiological impulses, and actions. Mental focus is broader in that way. You are controlling those five things simultaneously with mental focus. Now, if you want more detail on how that's done and how that impacts your ability to get things carried out, check out the video series at youtube.com/dynamic mental fitness. Look for mental concentration versus mental focus. It explains it all to you, how it works, and you will be much clearer on it. So, there are two practical paths to building consistent mental focus. And before I talk about those, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can actually take this quick call. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm going to give it a shot, and we'll see what happens. 347, you're on the air. Were you looking to talk to me? Area code 347, you're on the air. Nope, I guess not. Not a problem. So, the two paths. Practical paths for consistent mental focus. One, having a target always in front of you through intentional or predominantly accidental immersion. Immersion is the first path to consistent mental focus. Immersion. The second path is training your brain so that you're always engaged in cognitive action for mental focus. That, of course, is the better path because it takes into account both paths. Now, I'll explain to you about immersion. Some people reach levels of what can be called success strictly by virtue of either accident or simply being in the right place at the right time, or being around the right people at the right time, or being born into a particular family, or born into a tide or a situation that carries them to what might be called success. Does not happen that often, but it does. Now, for instance, if you're born a Kennedy, there is a high likelihood that you're going to reach a particular level in society. You're born into a rich family. You're surrounded by people who are generally going to be successful. This family has connections with people who are successful in the business and political world, and you can benefit from that. And there are certain habits and expectations that come with that, which you'll pick up and will be integrated into your own psychology. And you may get someplace, and, of course, you may pick up the ambitions. It's all going to be conditioned into you because of the environment that you're in. An accident of birth. Now, but because not everybody's going to be born a Kennedy or a Bush or a Gates or whatever, other people make it to consistent mental focus by accident of events and circumstances. There are people who go through tragedy, horrible tragedy, and as a result of, say, media attention, they become different people because expectations change because the tides of circumstance has placed them in a situation to where they have to get it together. And the next thing you know, they have a talk show. They're helping people. They're making tons of money. But that's accidental. And then there's some average folk who you may graduate from college as an average person and then wind up at a firm or a corporation where you find yourself surrounded by effective performers who place on you the expectation that you're going to do something and support the team and get your act together, and you may then bend to that, and next thing you know, your mental focus is consistent because you've simply been immersed in that environment and that situation. There are other people who go through the same scenario and utterly fail because it doesn't work for them, because it's accidental. Who knows whether a person will succeed or fail in that type of situation? It's all accidental. Immersion is not the superior path that a person needs to lean on. I've been in environments where if I would have had my mental folks together, I would have gone a lot further. But I was who I was, and all I ran into was conflict, which caused me to perform even worse because I wasn't the person they needed me to be. Now, at some point, I had enough pain to kick me into gear where I decided, you know what, I am sick and tired of being written up and put on report and counseled and threatened. I'm going to show these people that they're messing with the wrong guy. And the next thing you know, there's when the promotions and the, oh my goodness, you know. But that's not what you want to rely on. You want the second path, training your brain. You want to take control so that you can decide how far you go and where you're going. In order for you to do that, you know, training your brain, you're going to take some of the same aspects that you would get in the immersion path in order to help ensure and give yourself sort of a safety net. You're going to, through training your brain, you actually learn how to spot, how to detect, and how to jump in those rising tides of success. That's the great thing about training your brain. You are naturally going to be more focused because you practice it every single day. And then you apply it to the career or wherever you are so that it perpetuates your mental focus. Nobody has to tell you. You're leading. You're taking the charge. You're at the head of the formation. People are modeling themselves after you. Now, when you train your brain, you're going to use what? Those five power tools. That's what you're going to train with. So training your brain is the better of the two paths because you can then use the both paths. And a word of advice, guys, if you need more mental focus, don't waste time trying to will yourself and make yourself be more focused. What a waste of time. It doesn't work. Your established habits, your current brain wiring is your matrix of brain wiring. You have to change. If you change that, then you don't have to make yourself do anything. All you got to do is practice in the privacy of your own crib. We're dealing with your brain here. There's going to be some rewiring that's got to be done. All you've got to do is relax. Train your brain, and let it take care of the rest of your life without your interference. So you're going to train using the five power tools: attention, thought, emotion, physiological impulses, and action. By training with these five things, you will boost your chances of success in your career and in your business. You really have no choice. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to set the objective of being successful in your business and career. If all you do is train these five things, you will simply become successful in your career or business. because you will be reorienting your brain functions to be the kind of person who is naturally and more easily successful. I'll tell you, I can't walk into any situation without a success mindset. It's impossible for me to walk in with a failure mindset. I can't even conceive of it anymore. And it's not because when I started training, I needed to be the man. No, when I started training, I just wanted to get control of my attention, and the rest took care of itself. I cannot walk into any situation. You could put me in any environment, and eventually I will be successful in it because I've simply taken advantage of the genetic disposition for the human brain to do exceedingly well at whatever it undertakes. This is genetic, guys, not magic. You are literally set up, endowed by nature, to do this. And the only reason that hasn't, you have not taken full advantage of it, is because of conditioning, societal conditioning influences. But now, now that you've made the decision, all you're doing is using what already exists to get the results you want. So you're training those five things: attention, thought, emotion, physiological impulses, and action. And you're training for the following two results. What are they? You want a shift in your cognitive perception, in your own mind, in your beliefs about yourself, in the way you feel, and in the impulsive drives that arise inside of you. You want to become the person who can carry out your objective. That's the first result you want. The second result you want by training these five things is you want to naturally begin to achieve the objective with greater speed, efficiency, and ease. You want to make it easy. Why would you bother training your mental focus if it's not going to be easier for you to achieve your objective? When you're in a business, when you're in a career, let's say you're in sales, you're in marketing, you're in engineering, whatever, you're in neurology. If you want it to be easier, train your mental focus. Well, of course, in order to train your mental focus, you better be good at mental concentration, guys. Check out that video series, the mental concentration training. Heck, just sign up for the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course. Or if you really want to go faster and you want more personal attention, you go ahead and you become a subscriber to the Neurosculpting Training Studio. Deal with me personally. Take the classes. Get to see my pretty face. You want to achieve things with greater speed, efficiency, and ease. So you're training your – here's the five things. You're going to train your attention. You're going to train your attention to stop mental wandering, to stop your mind from constantly going all over the place. You're training your attention in order to direct it onto whatever target you want, whether that target is your thoughts, whether it's the tasks you got to do. And you're going to train your attention so that you can hold it on target for longer than necessary. And you're going to train it until doing so is easy. It's all about doing it with ease. That's why you train that particular power tool, attention. The other power tool you're going to train is thought. You're going to train yourself so that you move from involuntary thought habits to voluntary thought habits. Right now, for most of us, we are immersed in constant involuntary thought patterns. We say the same things to ourselves over and over again. We think the same things over and over again, even when those things are painful and unpleasant. When we decide that there's something we want to do, the first thing that happens is we start getting this negative inner conversation that torpedoes us and sabotages us and tells us that it's going to be a problem, that we can't do it, that such and such can't be done. Nonsense. When you train your thoughts, that stuff is no longer going to be a factor. You're going to be constructing your own thoughts and conditioning those thoughts with inspiration so that you think the right thoughts. You're going to be able to think what you want to think, what you need to think, whenever you want to, in order to achieve the result that you want. You're going to be recreating, literally recreating, a new cognitive experience for yourself. From involuntary to voluntary thought. You're also going to train so that you can detect and let go of impractical, involuntary thought patterns. You've got to be able to let those things go. And you've got to know when you're talking loudly to yourself. You've got to know when you're thinking stinking thoughts. And then you've got to be able to have enough control over your attention so that you can detach yourself from those thoughts in a literal experience. I mean, it literally feels as though you're afraid or angry or whatever that negative state is. You literally have the ability to, in an instant, to detach from that mental state. It's like stepping out of a horror house, of one of those scary houses at the carnival. It's like walking out. You're like, whoo, you get a good breath. You go, wow, that was interesting. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the thing I want for myself. You've got to be able to detect those thoughts, let go of those thoughts in an instant. And then what you do through that process is you literally dissipate their effect on your life and on your psychology. Reverse that on your psychology and then on your life. If those if the thoughts that have been holding you back have absolutely no effect on you, that changes everything. That means that the thoughts you do construct have the sole influence in your life. You've displaced, literally, the effects. You've displaced the positive effects, or you've displaced the negative effects with positive effects. Changes everything. The third power tool is emotion. You're going to train your emotion so that you break up unproductive emotional patterns. You're going to forge your own positive emotions about everything you need to do in order to get to where you want to go. And that happens because you've controlled your attention. You've learned to control and construct your own thoughts. Well, what? Every thought is going to contain its own emotion. So the more you think about the thing you want, the more those positive emotions take hold. You are replacing negative emotional patterns with positive emotional patterns. And remember, mental focus is control of those five things. You've got three down. That means you've got two more to go. And what's that fourth one? Physiological impulses, the urges that flow through you. Right now, you may have all kinds of conflicting urges. You know you need to do a particular task, but you want to go watch TV. You want to go goof off with friends who are going nowhere. That's the urge you have. But you also have an urge to achieve this thing you want. Well, when you're talking about impulse control, when you've got control of those first three things, attention, thought, and emotion, you're obviously going to be able to detect and then let go of any conflicting urge that arises inside of you. And then when you have your mind focused on the thoughts that you want to think and those emotions are flowing through, you're going to have a different urge that moves you and compels you to do the thing you need to do. You've got four down, guys. Guess what? The last one takes care of itself. Biggest mistake you can make is to say to yourself when it comes to action, I'm going to start doing this thing right. No, no, no. You're starting in reverse. You got to start with what you pay attention to. You pay attention to your thoughts. You make sure your thoughts are right. You make sure the emotions are right. Then your urge to take the right action will dominate. You will take the right action naturally. That's how it becomes easy for you. That's how it becomes natural for you, because you're working in the right order. Forget worrying about that you're going to suddenly control your action. You can't control it. It's going to fail. You take care of those five things, you will naturally blend into the immersion path. Taking advantage of the immersion path, you're going to make sure that you always go above and beyond the call of duty. There's no excuse for you ever doing less than your best. If you do more than you're asked to do, you will be training your brain and becoming the person you need to be to achieve what you want to achieve. And remember the two-hour rule. If you spend 2 hours a day on mastering the thing that you want to be good at, you will be a world-class authority in about 3 to 5 years. Always associate with people who are supportive and inspiring. Get away from stinking thinkers. Make the decision. Begin with the end in mind. Folks, I'm going to have to go ahead and end the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, tune in next week for Improving Mental Focus with your team, group, or organization. And we will see you next week on the Mental Power Hour. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.